Mayor Sly James's State of the City message was upstaged by a protester who grabbed the mic.
We're talking about exactly what the f*** did.
The mayor said he never felt endangered, but the criticism of the city was unfair.
We're doing as much as we possibly can.
The interrupter, Darren Black, was charged with two misdemeanors. The first lawsuit was filed over the explosion and fire at JJ's restaurant on the plaza. Six employees who were injured are suing Time Warner, Missouri Gas Energy, contractor Heartland Midwest, utility line locating and marking services, and one MGE employee. The suit charges, among other things, that no evacuation was conducted and employees were told none was needed. Negro League Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick was elated when producers announced a Kansas City pre-release showing of a new movie about Jackie Robinson.
It was a little bit of fortune, a little bit of ingenuity, a lot of that all goes together, and a lot of luck.
Harrison Ford is scheduled to appear at the April event. He plays Dodgers manager Branch Rickey, who hired Robinson away from the Kansas City Monarchs, breaking the Major League Baseball color line. A federal judge invalidated a Missouri law that allowed any employer with a moral objection to ignore the birth control mandate of the Affordable Care Act. Brent Butler is with the insurance company Coalition that filed the suit.
If you follow the federal law, you're violating state law. If you follow state law, you're violating federal law.
The Missouri Supreme Court struck down MOSIRA, a science and technology incentive fund, because the bill creating it had more than one subject. Area Kansas communities opposed a bill forbidding local governments from banning open carry of firearms. Mike Taylor spoke for Kansas City, Kansas.
We don't want you to strap a gun on your hip and be able to walk down Main Street.
Olathe's Lance Kinzer spoke for a 70-page abortion bill that passed the Kansas House.
Every Kansas taxpayer will be able to know with a high degree of certainty that none of their tax dollars are being used to promote the performance of abortion.
Friday, a Senate committee approved the bill, which forbids personal medical deductions for abortions and mandates that doctors warn patients that abortion may cause breast cancer. The American Cancer Society says it doesn't. The legislature sent Governor Brownback a bill ending payroll deductions for public employee unions for political causes, but backed off on two bills limiting teachers' union bargaining. Top Senate Democrat Anthony Hensley said,
"There was some very serious resistance in the education community."
On Thursday, two people jumped from the Kit Bond Bridge and were never found. Police believe they were a man and his adult daughter who lived in a rural area south of Kansas City. On Friday, the FAA announced control towers to be closed because of federal cuts. They included the ones at Johnson County's Industrial and New Century airports. And in March Madness, Missouri and K-State fell by the wayside, both defeated by lower-seeded teams. But number 13 Western Kentucky couldn't do the same with number 1 Kansas. And with a 64-57 win, the Jayhawks advanced to face Roy Williams, North Carolina, tomorrow. This is KCUR.